Sunday, April 19th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord said to me, "Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my heart would not turn toward this people. Send them out of my sight and let them go. And when they ask you, 'Where shall we go?' you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord, those who are for pestilence to pestilence, and those who are for the sword to the sword, and those who are for famine to famine, and those who are for captivity to captivity. I will appoint over them four kinds of destroyers,' declares the Lord, 'the sword to kill, the dog to tear, the bird of the air, and the beast of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of what Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem.'" When intercession ceases, Christ intercedes. There is something deeply unsettling in this passage. Even the great intercessors, Moses and Samuel, would not turn the Lord's judgment. The time for pleading had passed. The people's persistent unbelief was hardened into refusal. This is not a failure of God's mercy, but the consequence of long rejected grace. The Lord gives them over to what they have chosen. Yet this harsh word drives us to a greater comfort. Where human intercessors fail, Christ does not. He stands as the final and perfect mediator, not merely pleading, but offering himself. On the cross, he bears the judgment Jeremiah announces. The sword, famine, and exile fall on him so that his mercy might still be given to sinners like us. This text is a warning against despising God's word, but even more, it is a call to cling to Christ, whose intercession never ends. Amen.